Chapter 11. Karandiru, DV, plus 1 hour. Sometimes, Bran turned to address the raptors around him. Sneaking about isn't going to help. Sometimes you just have to destroy everything in your way. Lieutenant Navar Hef followed his commander off the ramp of the Stormbird, accompanied by the other members of the command squad. More warriors, both twisted and unchanged, ran out of the dropships around them, moving into the waist-high grass that covered the wildlands around the fort. While much of the Legion was tackling the central citadel complex with typical Raven Guard stealth and misdirection, the raptors were tasked with eliminating a secondary garrison 300 kilometers away. With the fall of the capital, it was likely that any continued resistance or counterattack would emanate from the bunkers and forts here at Nadrez. It was also the site of the high-security detainees, according to intelligence from Commander Sukunu's sources. Nobody was quite sure who was being held inside Nadrez, but unlike the rest of the Karandiru population, they were under constant guard, held behind lock and bars. And that meant Korax was very keen to see them released. Thunderhawks were still spitting las cannon blasts, battle cannon shells and missiles at the outer ring of fortifications, while Stormbirds disgorged nearly 500 legionaries, accompanied by tanks, transports, fast attack vehicles and heavy guns. On the flanks of the hills overlooking Nadrez, to the southeast drop pods were falling, bringing another 200 raptors right on top of depots and storehouses identified by last-minute orbital scans before the fleet had unleashed its payload of deadly warriors. Around the Thunderhawks, smaller Storm Eagle gunships laid down curtains of fire with ripples of rocket launchers, bombarding pillboxes and hardpoints that punctuated the defensive line. Heavier transport craft lowered what assault vehicles still remained in the Raven Guard armories, while batteries of Hydra anti-air guns watched the skies, and self-propelled cannons moved into position to pound any forces that dared to sally forth. Bunker-busting Vindicator tanks rolled forwards at the head of the assault, the massive barrels of their guns belching fire and destruction. "Curious thing," said Bran as he clambered into the compartment of a waiting land raider. Hef, close on his heel. "Nearly half the emplacements around the fort are facing inwards. What do you make of that?"
"They are afraid of whoever is inside and want to keep them there," replied Hef.
He spoke slowly and surely, negotiating the words with thick tongue and bulging fangs. It had been a while since he could wear a helm, though the armory had done a fine job of modifying parts from old Mark II and III warplate to fashion a suit of armor to fit the lieutenant's hugely muscled form and bent spine.
"And so we should help them get out."
"Just so," said Bran. He spoke to the driver over the internal vox, and the assault tank lurched into motion, ploughing across the wildlands towards the outer perimeter of Nadrez. Around them, the column formed. More land raiders and Ulysses-class ram vehicles, predator tanks and rhino troop carriers ready to smash through into the heart of the enemy positions.
"Lock up!" Bran snapped.
With the others, Nef backed into his holding space and activated the impact suppression systems. Locking bolts dropped down, intersecting with his backpack, while a grip rod descended in front of him. He curled clawed fingers around the bar.
50 seconds to breach!"
The commander looked around to check everybody was secure before fixing himself into the forward support harness. Hef looked at his fellow raptors, 8 of them. Some were deformed like him, 3 of them untouched by the mutagenic corruption that had bedeviled the company's first and last raising. The land raider hit a slope, and he felt the vehicle rising for a moment before crashing down, jarring them in their harnesses.
"Trench line crossed,"
Bran told them, head turned towards the strategic display. Hef looked at Devor across the compartment from him. Friends since being taken as novitiates, he now barely recognized his comrade. Devor's skin had slowly sloughed away, leaving bared fat and muscle. It did not hurt, apparently, but through the red meat and tracery of veins jutted contorted bone, three tusks either side of the jaw. The apothecarian removed them, but fresh ones kept growing. He was due for more surgery soon. Unlike Hef, Devor's body was not too bad, save for growths on his elbows that he had to file down every few days with a las rasp. Naroka, another lifelong friend, was completely different, untouched. He wore the Mark VI that had become the hallmark of the original Raptors, bolt gun held across his chest, standing straight and proud in the embrace of the suppression bars. The Raptor caught Hef looking at him.
Time for some righteous violence, Lieutenant. There are plenty of traitors need killing.
Certainly are,
replied Hef. He flicked a look at Bran, who was talking curtly over the Voxlink, still monitoring the ongoing attack.
Time to show our worth again.
You can count on it.
Hef could hear the smile in Naruka's words.
There's nothing that can stop us. Breach in 10, 9, 8.
Hef tried to stay relaxed as Bran continued the countdown. He could hear the boom of gunship strikes through the hull very close. They were tearing a path through the defences for the assault column to follow, the land raiders at the head of the attack. The assault tank came to a sudden halt, hull reverberating with an impact. The harnesses were firing back into the hull, even as the ramp dropped. Hef was the first out, closest to the exit. He pulled free a chainsword with his right hand and started the motor, razor-sharp teeth spinning with a roar. His other hand readied a frag grenade, fingers too thick and clumsy now to operate the trigger of a bolter or pistol. The land raider had crashed through the wall of an outbuilding, almost flattening the entire structure. Hef sprinted down the ramp and tossed the grenade ahead, the blast filling the room with smoke and shrapnel. Something moved towards him through the dust, and he struck out, slamming the whirring teeth of the chainsword into the side of a man's head as he stumbled out of the gloom. The chainsword bit through the helm and sheared off the top of his would-be attacker's skull in one swipe. The crack of bolts and flare of propellant accompanied Hef as he pushed on. He had no helm display, but he knew that his battle brothers were with him, to each side, the smell of their armor and the whine of servos as clear to his augmented senses of smell and hearing as any transponder return. More guards waited, wearing a hexagonal, mesh-like ancient chainmail over black bodysuits. They were armed with rapid-firing autoguns, spewing bullets at the incoming legionaries without much discipline or accuracy. Hef felt something graze the side of his head as he charged. Bolts sparked past him into the defenders, tearing away chunks of flesh and sending glittering, broken scales showering into the air. Up close, the garrison soldiers stood no chance. Hef ripped the face from one with his claws. His chainsword took the leg from another a moment later. A woman with a power sword lunged at him, some kind of squad leader. He saw the glowing blade spearing towards his chest and stepped aside. He snatched hold of the woman's wrist, splintering fragile bones inside her heavy glove. A twist broke more and dislocated the limb. Shrieking, she pulled up her pistol to jam it into Hef's face. He lashed out with the chainsword, and both pistol and hand clattered to the floor. Alarms blared, and red lights flashed overhead as Hef drove the tip of the chainsword up through the woman's abdomen and into her ribcage. Shredded gore splashed from the wound as he ripped the weapon free to let the twitching corpse drop from his grasp. The fighting was dying down. Only two or three of the guards were left, the other raptors taking them out with knife and bolter in short order. Hef looked around for Bran and spied the commander bending over a low console of view screens and controls.
Gate access, said Bran, punching a series of buttons. Everything has been opened. That should make progress swifter.
Bran led the squad out onto the flat ferrocrete apron of the main complex. The sun was bright in the mid-morning, barely a cloud in the air except for the smoke streaming from fires started by the attack. The sky had a turquoise cast to it, crisscrossed by the contrails of circling aircraft and the haze of plasma exhaust.
Main complex is open, Commander, said Naroka,
pointing to a pair of predators that had forged past the land raiders. They were still blasting away at a gatehouse that led down into levels below the ground.
Force 1, converge on my position for assault. Force 2, to maintain perimeter. Force 3, break into squads and start clearing the rest of the complex.
Bran broke into a trot as he headed towards the smashed remains of the gatehouse.
Time to find out who they've been hiding.